Well, the boss kind of stole my thunder here in talking about Dorothy, but we're here for one reason tonight, and that's to honor volunteers, and especially a woman volunteer. Now, how do you define a volunteer? They arouse curiosity. Who are they? Where do they come from? What makes them tick? They can be very independent, and of course we can't afford to pay them. There's no way you'll ever pay them. And they'll do whatever you ask them to do. They're patient, they're loyal, and they're patriotic. They believe in what they're doing, and if you have anything to say, they'll listen to you. They'll sympathize with you if you have a problem, and they'll pick you up when you're down. Where in the world would we be without them? I dread the thought. Let's all remember to say thank you, and how about a big hand right now for all of our volunteers. Thank you very much. Dorothy Hilbert helped me start the Antique and Classic Division back in 1972. She was there when we built the Red Barn. That was just a little shack compared to what it is today. But she was there all the time, and she did the lemonade and the refreshments for the other volunteers that also worked to help me build the Antique and Classic Division. And then she went on to become the warehouse hanger queen. Dorothy would come up here 5 or 6 weeks ahead of time and spend all of her time over there working at the warehouse. And that's when the girls over there gave her the title of the hanger queen. And it is to honor her dedication that the Dorothy Hilbert Award for the Woman Volunteer was established. And the recipient tonight, Judy Mueller. And I'll tell you what, Judy, where are you? Is she coming up? Judy's cut a... Judy is the same, she's from the same fraternity as Dorothy. And Sam, from me, I'm so glad you're getting this award. And with sincere appreciation for your efforts and everything you've done. Judy, it's wonderful. And here's the trophy. Would you want to say a few words, please?
Oh, sure.
Please say a few words.
Okay. Somebody stole my notes.
Somebody stole your notes.
Somebody stole my notes.
That's terrible.
I'll let you hold on, because right. I have another set.
How about that, people?
Thank you, Rod and Buck. I said, this is a special honor because I knew Dorothy. She was such a great person and always willing to help anyone or any place, at any place. I guess I come from a volunteer family from my father, someplace out there, Ray Scheller, who was vice president for many, many years and who started this theater. And I think my brother helped build this building. My mother was chairman of membership for many years. An article in the program book tells about Mom and Audrey Poperesny mowing the lawn on the big tractors. And Dad thought they got lost, so he went to the tower, and the tower found them someplace. And my sister Jean worked in registration for many years, so I guess you can see that we are a volunteer family. Ray and Bernice still come to the convention at least 1 or 2 days, and I don't think they ever missed one. As a volunteer, I have met so many wonderful people and have such a helping crew, from my husband Bill, Stephen Margie Weaver, my nephew Sean. So without the volunteers, the convention would not be what it is today. So thank you to all the volunteers, and thank you, Buck, for this award.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just honored.
Take my paper?
They took my notes. They've absconded with my material.
There's another one.
I'm going to have to add that to her list of accomplishments. Next is the Freedom of Flight Award. The Freedom of Flight Award is the highest honor that EA bestows on an EA member, a great American, someone of achievement who has demonstrated not only the spirit of aviation through EA behavior, values, and culture, but also has done something great in their lifetime to not only impact aviation, but also impact our nation. Tonight, we're celebrating a very special American with their Freedom of Flight Award. And that is one of the finest group of individuals to ever fight in war. War II, as Bob Hoover likes to say, a member of the Tuskegee Airmen, Colonel Charles McGee. We're honoring Colonel McGee tonight for his outstanding contributions to aviation that represent the integrity, innovation, and standards set by EA members everywhere over the past 60 years. Colonel McGee is a member of the U.S. Air Force for 30 years, a 332nd Fighter Group, holds a record 409 fighter combat missions flown in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Colonel McGee was a Tuskegee Airman. After his military service, Colonel McGee served as the director for the Kansas City Airport and as a member of the Aviation Advisory Commission. Colonel McGee is the recipient of numerous military honors, including the Legion of Merit with Oak Leaf Cluster, the Distinguished Flying Cross with two Oak Leaf Clusters, the Bronze Star, and Air Medal with 25 clusters. A great American who not only fought to preserve our freedom, but to free others around the world from tyranny, came back from the war and had to face new challenges of their very own. Yet they held their heads high, kept their wits, went about doing what they do so well, and represented the finest that America has to represent as this nation changed itself to welcome all everywhere. Please give us a great big round of EAA-style welcome for this year's Freedom of Flight Award winner, Air Force Colonel Charles McGee.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not sure I feel like I'm an underachiever at this moment to receive such a prestigious award. Certainly I'm humbled, realizing that what I have accomplished was believed impossible by so many just a few years ago. But because of this honor, it's the type of thing that would keep me moving on, moving upward, and realizing that what I've accomplished, I hope, is a pathway that can be shared by the younger people of today who are our country's tomorrow. That they perceive, prepare, perform, and persevere so that this country and this field of aviation that we all so much enjoy can be celebrated even another 100 years from now. But thank you for the honor. I indeed feel that it's more than I deserve, but I proudly receive it and wish all in this aviation family, and thanks to the Experimental Aircraft Association, its leadership, that felt that what I had accomplished was deserving. And thank you.